This is being broadcast at a Ken Braverman podcast without written consent from the NHL. But I'm watching on Sling. Do a little ad for Sling because I paid them $25 just now to watch the Caps pay Columbus. There's 6 minutes left in the game. Ovechkin with the puck is going to send it over to, it looks like, Orlov. Orlov's going to cross it over to somebody that's probably Backstrom. It goes off somebody's foot. And here's what happens with the Caps and why I have to record a podcast live with the Caps game going on. As a Caps fan, here's the thing. Caps never have won the Stanley Cup. There's painted on the ice right now. It says Stanley Cup playoffs. There's a picture of it. That's the closest that the Caps have ever got to holding it, is it being painted under a half an inch of ice in front of them. And when you're a Caps fan, and you watch this game with 5:25 left, as we can't even gain the zone, moving it over, somebody got it. Maybe get my name's right. There's a cross. It looks like Beagle. Who's 39? I think that's Jay Beagle. I always like Jay Beagle. He's a hustler. His name sounds like a rabid dog. He's coming after you all the time. That's the way he plays. 5:03 left. Can't help but say Sling is pretty awesome. Sling gets you live. We're getting it in front. Somebody shoot it. Nope. And was that a quick whistle? I don't know. I've got the audio off because I'm doing play-by-play. People are down. There will be no penalties here. It's too late in the game now. So the Caps are down 4-3. And being a lifelong Caps fan, I can tell you that we always lose big games. Now, this is only a game two, and we go down 2-0 all the time. We go down 3-0, or we go up 3-0 and then lose to the Penguins all the time. We're always let down as Lars Eller falls over somebody's back as they go to commercial. It's really a painful thing to be a Caps fan. It makes me want to root for somebody else, right? JB, who's your the hockey team that you root for?
Tampa at this time.
Tampa?
Yeah.
Wow. They did win the cup. And of course, Martin St. Louis from the University of Vermont won a Stanley Cup with Tampa Bay, which is pretty awesome. Because UVM people that have held the cup are, I don't know. There was with Chicago, why is his name escaping me? Patrick Sharp has held the cup like 3 or 4 times, I think. However many times Chicago won. John LeClair, I believe, won a cup. And Tim Thomas won a cup? Yeah, I believe he won one with Boston. A lot of former UVMers, as we're still at commercial. Anyway. So I can think of college days knowing people that have been in shape, but I've been a lifelong Cap fan. I grew up in our nation's capital, and by that I mean like 20 miles outside, Northern Virginia. And the Caps were there, and the Caps have always been there. They've been that ragtag crew. They're kind of like the New York Mets. They came on the as an expansion team at some point, and then, except unlike the Mets, who won a World Series in 69, Caps have only lost, I believe, one time they went to the Cup and lost Detroit, and they got swept in 4. We didn't even win a Stanley Cup final game. So it's the ultimate letdown. It's Barry Trotz's fourth season, it's saying, on the screen here. Now, are we going to score a goal? The answer is probably yes. 4:54. Now, are we going to blow this game in overtime? Maybe. I hope not. But watching this team forever and always hoping that we can one day hoist the cup, I don't know, is this our year? Why would it be our year? Tortorella. Guy's named after cheese. Are we going to let his team beat us? Yeah, it looks like the refs want the Caps to tie this game up. No, actually, that wasn't tipped. Yeah, goodbye. Yeah, you can see in his face that he's so pissed. By the way, that's the worst thing, that's a 2-minute penalty. As Werenski takes one for delay of game. Because how about we raise some glass? Like, you're not trying to throw the puck out. You're trying to bank it off the glass. How about we raise the glass? It's a terrible penalty. Puts you down for 2 minutes because you didn't do it. When you can get the same 2 minutes for crushing a guy's face into the wall as accidentally flipping one over, 8 feet of glass, it's ridiculous. All right, Ovechkin on the point, can't hold the puck. Ovi, it's time to consider either scoring or not playing as much, or picking your spots. You need to be more of a team player, Ovi. That's all I'm saying. coming in. Ovi's got the puck. Ovi is going to go through three people and barely get a shot off, and then he doesn't pick up the rebound, and they clear. See, there we go. Had we moved it around and got a better opportunity there with 4:20 left, had we done that, maybe that would have been a better scoring play. Now, we're backing it up. We're doing this weird thing where we get speed and come in on the zone. Who's that? 13 is that? Well, I was going to say Marcus Johansson, but he doesn't even play anymore. I think he wore 60-something. Somebody else. I don't think it was Kuznetsov. But I like Kuznetsov out there. Who else do you want? Oshie, Kuznetsov, Tom Wilson sometimes for some reason you want out there. Well, we don't have Justin Williams anymore. That's who you want out there. We don't have him anymore. OV is going to make a pass off the boards that is barely held by Backstrom. Oshie's going to do something good with the puck, right? Carlson, Backstrom, give it to – how do we – we're not moving. Oshie with a shot, and he scores. What did I say? Thank you. Oshie, Backstrom, goal. That's how life works. See how Ovi wasn't involved in that? I'm sorry, I'm going to bash Ovi on a goal when we score with 3:35 left. But consider that when – here's the deal. When it's game seven against Pittsburgh in 2.5 weeks – I'm sorry I'm talking about 2.5 weeks from now, but that's the direction we're going when we come back and tie the game 4-4 with 3:45 left, okay? When it comes down to game seven in Pittsburgh and we have a power play and we need to tie something up, I would consider taking OV off the ice and putting somebody else on the other side who creates some more space so that we don't throw the puck away in that type of situation and really bang home a goal in the future. Give it to me to criticize us as we score a goal and tie it up. But I really want to think about that because I saw OV lose the puck earlier on that power play. They just kept it away from him and we scored. We used him as a decoy. If we're gonna, he's going to be out there, use him as that. I don't want to bash him. All right. Anyway, we just scored. Let's see what else we can do here now. We have a whole other team behind him, right? Ovi can do a lot of things, but he can't be everywhere all the time. That's all I'm saying. He can't be on the ice as much all the time in those situations. So now we're coming back. We're defending with 3:17. Now, do we have the passion? We just tied it up, so now we take a big sigh. Okay. We can consider losing in two overtimes now. No, let's not do that. Let's win it right now. Let's strike it when it's hot. How do you do that? You ice the puck? Is that what you do? And you get slashed? Now, I think that you're seeing a team, Columbus, that clearly the refs don't want Columbus to win this game based on the successive power plays I saw as we were trying to stream this thing on two different services. You know what's hard to do is finding live TV. It was funny because we actually had two things. We had a phone going and a TV going, and the phone was 45 seconds ahead of the TV, and it started to bug us so much that we just were like, we have to find a way to get it live on the TV, and we did. So weird how that can happen now. I wanted to videotape the fact that we had two TVs going on the same service that were showing different things at different times on delay. It's really becoming a whole live versus non-live thing in broadcast. All right, 2:45, so we're coming out. It's 2:45 left. Remember, this is not with consent of the NHL. I don't know what that means. Am I allowed to do play-by-play of a game I'm watching? I don't know. I think if the volume's off, I should get away with it. All right, we got the puck in the zone. Backstrom's going to put it back to Oshie. Two people I still like. Oshie's going to put it around and almost bang it off somebody's foot in the net. Backstrom's going to go around the side. Backstrom's going to try to bring it out to the point. We got it to six. I like six. Let it rip. Good shot. I think, is that Orloff or somebody else? Backstrom! Back up to the point, and Carlson keeps it in. Backstrom throws it to the front of the net. We are putting a lot of pressure on between it. This is what we want to see, guys. All right, back it up. Oh, Oshie just threw the puck away and gets slashed. And they're going to call a penalty on Columbus for that? Oh, and they are angry. All right, as I was mentioning throughout the last 5 minutes, 9 minutes, Tortorella has a right to curse. Tortorella is going to mouth every F-bomb he can into NBC's broadcast of this, as he should, right? How many times does he say it? Just look, every time they look at his face, it's just F-bombs. And he's right, because clearly the refs just did four in a row. Makes you wonder. I don't know. What happened here? You got a swipe at the – no, he did break a stick, actually. You know what? It's callable. I mean, that's why he got the puck, so technically that's actually a really good call. Let's see here. Does he really slash at this? Yes, he does. He does not try to go to the puck. 38 did not try to go for the puck at all. That is absolutely a call. All right, so that's not BS. So now you're going to power play with 2 minutes left. Let's end this right now. Finish him. Let's make this like Mortal Kombat. Who's it going to be? Backstrom's out there. Oshie, or that's Ovechkin at the point, lets a shot rip, it gets caught. Good thing it didn't go off the boards and out of the zone, Ovi.
Yeah, I don't know. Where should shoot it? Hey, you know, the fucking put the rip, you know, it's freaking the playoffs, man.
I know. Let it rip, that's true. Who else would I put out there? I gotta provide somebody else that just passionate with me. Alright. Backstrom taking the face off. 155 left. It's 156 left in the power play. We're never gonna see it because we're gonna score. Who's in there? Who's 92? Kuznetsov? Yeah, I think so. Alright, that's what you do want Kuznetsov out there. You do want Oshie out there. Alright, here we go. Oh, it got, oh, Backstrom tried to score. Oshie, that's right. Oshie doing nice forechecking to keep control of that puck. Backstrom behind the net with his head up. Oh, that pass does not make it and it goes out of the zone. 137 left. I'd like to make the podcast 17 minutes. We're 11 minutes in. We got 130 left. How much do you think it's going to be 17 minutes long? All right, who just brought it in? All right, that's right. Curl around work. Oshie's got it in the corner. Oshie's looking out to the front of the net. Oshie's backing up. Oshie's doing a spin move. Oshie's trying to create space. And puck goes behind the net, and Backstrom tries to do some forechecking. Somebody else is there, and Columbus manages to clear. I got to tell you, it's feeling more like overtime, the way things are going here. That would be so capital-ish. Oh, all right. Ooh, nice pass up the point to gain the zone. That was a nice move. Somebody's got it. Looks like Burakovsky, maybe. See, Burakovsky or Kuznetsov. Ovi lets her rip and misses the net. But that was a bomb. That would have been a nice goal, Ovi, had you scored that with 41 seconds left, 43 about when that shot went off, I think. Oh, man, that would have been nice to score. It's okay. I'm going to bless Ovi with magical goals from now on. That's all I'm going to do. I'm going to look up at God and say, give Ovi the power. I know that Russia is like a godless nation, but give Ovi the power to score. Give Ovi the power to keep the puck in the zone. No, he didn't. See, that's the thing. Ovi not quick enough to get on the boards there and keep that puck in as that shot went wide. Went down as we're 11 seconds left. Man. All right. The Columbus is going to eat the puck in the corner, and we're going to OT, boys and girls. I do think we have the energy right now, but as you can see, we do need – they're not going to fight. Everyone's going home. Everyone's getting ready for the first overtime period. We need to address our Mortal Kombat finish him skills and who those five guys are out there. And I just think that OV's role is not to necessarily be that guy every single time. That's all. And I actually don't think he's one of those top five because of the fact that the giving up of the puck and the missing the net on bombs is a control issue of the puck in the zone, honestly. And so you need to pick your spots with it more and use him as a decoy more. And I think you're going to find yourself scoring more. That's what led to the goal that tied it up. And in order to do that in the future, we need to really address this, Barry T. I don't know. I like Ovi as a player. I love his heart. I think that he's when he came here and what he did, he made hockey unbelievable here, and he still does, but we've got to find out. This is the thing. A team that wins a Stanley Cup, it's not always that stupid saying about defense wins championships. That's not always what it is. It's also the fact that sometimes there's like the faceless team that wins. Like there's this team of grunt people that just go out and they know how to work together and know how to operate as a squad and not give up and work together and do things right as a whole. And they just win championships. I mean, there's not always Gretzky's. You know, Gretzky was a huge assist man. Gretzky was the guy that ended up inventing the whole walk into the zone and curl and create space. Instead of trying to go straight to the net or try to go two-on-one or something all the time, come in with some speed, go side to side, go back, curl away and create space, and then find somebody streaking in instead of just throwing it at the net or trying to go behind the net or whatever. It's kind of like a slalom and a turnaround instead of just going straight downhill. And that opened up a lot of things in hockey because as any sport progresses and people get more talented and you know, the skates and the sticks get better. So like you used to not have awesome skates that allowed you to curl the same way that you curl now. And so when Gretzky started out, skates were getting better. He actually created owned a company called Graf that did some amazing footwork and allowed you to turn stuff without breaking your ankles and doing a lot of those curls back. So I don't know why I went on that rant, but there's more caps to go. I think we are going to win this game. I think the refs want us to win this game, but I think we're going to win this game. And we need to figure out how we're going to win big games in the future and who those five guys are. I'm going to come back with a fifth guy. We need Justin Williams. Can we trade for Justin Williams now? Is he still available? Oh, man. Nice shot by Oshie. Picking that corner. All right, go Caps.